The Gemara continues Daf Nun Hey Omid Beis towards the bottom. The Gemara just finished saying before, we explained it to Tosefta in Shkolim on Daf Nun Hey Omid Aleph. The Tosefta said, Rabbi Yehuda says there weren't any shofres of kinei choiva because of tarovus, and the Gemara assumed the reason why there weren't any kinei shofres is because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't rely on ksiva, meaning you can't just write in the shofar that it's a choiva. So like this, he won't mix up the chatas with the oila. That's not the reason, because he doesn't rely on ksiva. Because we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda does rely on ksiva. We brought the braisa that says shloisa shofis hoibim mikdash v'yikosva lein taklin charetin, and we see clearly that it says taklin charetin. So we rely on ksiva. So what's the reason there weren't any shofis of tkinei choiva? The Gemara wanted to say the Rabbi Yehuda does not rely on ksiva, and that's why there's only one kain for the damapar v'lafuke two kainim for the damapar and damasor, and because you got Micah mixed up, and the reason why you got mixed up because ksiva doesn't help. The Gemara wanted to say that was the reason, but we see clearly the Rabbi Yehuda does rely on ksiva. So what's the reason there aren't any kinei choiva? So the Gemara says because chashash of chata shemesu baleo. That means if the owner died, so then it's the misa ozla. So then the money in there cannot be utilized. It's chat shemesu baleo, the money of the kinei choiva, which is chatos. Chat is the problem of chat shemesu baleo. I, Zok the Gemara, take out 4 zuzim, which is the value of the chatos ha'oif, and throw in a yamamelech, so you have no problem of chat shemesu baleo, money mu'uriv inside. So the Gemara said, that's only if you hold yesh breira, and Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of breira. And that's what the Gemara continues, a riot that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of breira. Zok the Gemara, dafnun heom et beis, 5 lumps in the bottom. V'nivgar arba zuzim, v'nashka b'maya, v'nashka b'maya, take out 4 zuzim and throw it into the ocean. V'hanach nishtri. So, Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda less lebeira. Rabbi Yehuda is not a holder breira, and that's why you do not have shofres of kinei choiva, because of chata shemesu baleo, meaning not shema yomus, but vadeh meis. And v'meila, you can't just take out 4 zuzim, because he doesn't hold a breira. Now, the reason why the Gemara says that it's vadeh meis, and not shema meis, is because the Gemara is a kasha that Shteitin Gitin Hashaleach Chatosim Mimdina Sayam Umakivin Oise Becheska Shukaim. So we assumed there's a Cheskas Chai. So Melad is no Chash of Shema Yomus. So Zogmar must be because of Chata Shemesu Bala, not Shema Yomus, but rather not Chata Mishum Gzeger Mishum Chata Shemesu Bala that he might die, because we're not Choshish for that, because we know the Cheskas Chai. So Elamai, it's Chata Shemesu Bala. Now Tosav has a Kash on that. Look, Tosav is the Gemara Daf Nun Hamid Beis Tosis the third Dibah Maskil for Tosis Temo. My time of Hodabei. Why do we say that it's not because of Chatash that Shema Yomus, but rather Chatash Shemesu Baleo Vaday? Leimel Oilam time of Dilma Yomus. Leolam say the Chashash is that maybe he'll die. Shema Yomus Echad Mei. Maybe one of the owners will die. We have a mission that says Makivin Oise Becheska Shukai. V'horet Dam Makivin Oise Becheska Shukayim. Ha'amrinon Hotsom Shema Meis Lechashinon Shema Yomus Chashinon. That means Becheskas Chai Yutaka have because Shema Meis Lechashinon. The Shema Yomus Chashinon. So we see clearly, just like Rabbi Yehuda's Chai, the Bkias Hanoi, the Gemara is going to say in Daf Nun Vov, the Bkias Hanoi, the barrel might break. You chosh it for it. That's called Shema Yomus. So becheskas chai makriv enoyis go becheskas chai you say, but it doesn't mean you're not choshe shema yomus, just like it's chayish lebkias anoid. So why do you have to retract and say chata shemesu bala vaday? Lo olam say it's only exera, but the reason is shema yomus. Ein chenami becheskas chai shema meis amrinon, but shema yomus amrinon. On that basis, the answer is v'yesh loymar. Kevin the shema meis lechashinon. Since we're not chayish v'shema meis, because it's a cheskas chay, im kenavid shoyfres lekinei choiva, you should be able to have a shoyfer kinei choiva. Tosis wants to say that le'olam you can't have a shoyfer kinei choiva because shema yomus yechayish v'shema yomus yechayish v'kiyas anoid. He says no. If the ma'aser is no chash of shema meis, so then you could have a shoyfer kinei choiva. V'chol shaita v'shaita lishtri lakuvei, and every second you should be able to be makriv this chatos. Kevin the shema meis lechashinon. So. If Shema Meis Lechashinon, that itself should be a reason why you should be able to have the Kinei Choiva. You can't say that Shema Yomus Chashinon, and that's why you can't have Kinei Choiva. No. If Shema Meis Lechashinon, so then you could have Kinei Choiva. So it won't be a teretz. You have to retract. You have to say, Bechata Shema Meis Bala Avada. You can't say it's only a Gzera of Chashash Misa, because if it's a chashash misa, you should be able to have kinei choiva, because every second shema meis lechashinon. So every second you can be makriv becheskas shulchai. Isaac Toises, we find in Gittin, V'loidom al ha'ida per kol ha'get, da'reid z'gittach koinul misosi, asur alecha b'tum miyad. Over there we say, that you're not allowed to eat truma right away, and you're choshesh that he died. Mishum shema yomus. The Hossam, he says, ki amrino shema yomus b'zois ha'sha asur alechol, sh'roma sh'achs koinul misosi. Over there, it's a get before the misa. So male over there, there's a chash taka every second, asur alecha b'tum miyad. Avalocha le'avachata shemesa b'aleo, el al'acha misa. Mashing over here, it's alachat shemesa b'aleo only after the misa. Miyad mamish. V'imken afilo ki amrino kol shayta v'shema yomus b'zu ha'sha ha'shtami yeloi shochi v'shochi lakubei. Mitzad shema meis, every second over here, you can assume is a cheskas chai. So you would be able to have a kine choiva. By get we see that you also lechem tum biyad. That's because by get it's a get already shoachas koidim. So mele for that you take a choishid. So mele the gemara has to be tracked, and the gemara says we're talking about echata shemesu baleo vaday. And that the gemara says that if it's echata shemesu baleo vaday, so still take out four zuzim. V'nivro arba zuzim v'nishel b'mayo, take it on the throne to the yam. V'hanach nishri in the reshi b'muta. And that Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Lesley Breira, the reason why you can't have Kinei Choiva is because you Choishesh, not Choishesh, we're talking about a case of Shema Meis, and by Shema Meis, you're stuck with the money of the Chata Shema Meis Baleo, and you can't just take out the money, because that's Lesley Breira. You can't just take out the money and say, this is the money from the person that died. Rabbi Yehuda Lesley Breira, Zog the Gemara Menolon, continues the Gemara, Nun Heyom at Beis, full line to the bottom. Menolon, from where do we know that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Breira? If it's from the Mishnah in Gittin that says, Halakeach yaimi ben akutim erev Shabbosim chashecha, if someone acquires wine from kutim erev Shabbosim chashecha, so now you can't be mafresh trumas and maises on Shabbos. It's very im chashecha. And you're mechuyev to mafresh trumas and maises because if kutim are gerei emes, so they're regular yidden. And they themselves did not take off trumas and maises, you have to be mafresh. If kutim are gerei arayas, so then they're goyim. If they're goyim, their kri is not also bichlal. There's no chiv trumas and maises by goyim. So the Pnei Yeshua says, even if they're gerei arayas, and yesh kin legoyim be'eretz lafkir mekdush osa, so l'choy the simbi bichlal an issue of trumas and maises, but he says that it's still, there's peres achai v'tumus ha'maisim midrabonon. So either we're talking about kutim gege emes, so the regular yidden, and if they goyim, then there's a koponim z'chi of tumus ha'maisim midrabonon. Now, we're talking about dafka when you take from kutim, and not from an ama oretz, because an ama oretz takes off tumu gedoyla. An ama oretz is d'mai, they're not choshu to not take off tumu gedoyla. Only when it comes to the other hafroshes, we choshu. Over here it says clearly, you have to take off truma gedola too. So alakech yayin ben akutim, if you take what acquired is yayin from kutim, erev Shabbos imchashecho, oimed v'oimer, he says as follows, shnei lugin shani osit lahafresh harein truma. Ayin beinin is, ayin toiva is echod me'arboim. Ayin ro is echod me'shishim. Beinin is echod me'chamishim. So you assume ayin beinin is, midaraisa, but we say that Ayin Beinonis is 1/50th, which is 2%. So Mele Shnei Lugin, assuming there's 100 Lug, so Shnei Lugin is going to be Truma Gedoyla. So he says as follows, even though I can't be Mafresh now physically because it's Erev Shabbos and Chashecho, either I don't have the Kli, or because you can't be Mafresh Truma Shemais on Shabbos, but you say, you assume, you shtelavek in your mind that 2 lugin out of these 100 lug of yayin is going to be truma gedoyla. Va'oyme shnei lugin shani osid lahafresh arein truma gedoyla. Asoro, the Mara continues, dafnun vavam aleph, asoro maise rishon. Now, the maise rishon is 10%. 10% of 98 is really 9.8. So it's asoro is lav dafka asoro, it's really 9.8. But the point is, asoro lugin, which is maise rishon, is Maisa Rishon. You're not going to physically give it, but you're telling Avek in your mind and be mafresh on this barrel of wine. Tisha, 9 parts, because now you have 90 left after you took off Maisa Rishon. You have 88 left, but the Be'erich 90 left, so now you have to give 10% of that for Maisa Sheni. So 10% of 90 is 9 parts. So Tisha, Maisa Sheni. So you're left with around 80 lugin. Or to be exact, you're left with 2 you took off is 98, plus you took off 10, which is 88, and now you're taking off another 9, which is 79. So you're left with 80 lugin. So umechel v'shoysim yad. Once you did this ma'isa frosha in your mind, and you stelled the vek that what I'm leaving over is going to be that hafrosha, I'm being mafresh now in my mind, and I'm going to drink right away. Umechel v'shoysim yad. So Rashi learns umechel ma'isa sheni ala mois, because ma'isa sheni calls man you have to come on to breira. Because Breira means that whatever I left over is that Hafrosha. So something that you can be Mechel without coming onto Breira, you can be Mechel on the Mois that you have. For Maisa Sheni, you can be Mechel on Mois. So Rashi learns Mechel means Maisa Sheni ala Mois, the Mashiach Breira Takin Yitakin. And then the point is, Vishoysim Yad, Divramea. Ramea Shita is Yesh Breira. So it means whatever I stelled avek, the two Lugin Truma, the 10 is Maisa Rishon, the 9 is Maisa Sheni, is avek stelled in this barrel, the 20 somewhat Lugin is avek stelled Mufresh already. And now I can drink right away, and I'm drinking the part that's Chulin, not the part that's Trumas and Maisas. Divra Meir, because Yesh Breira. However, Zogdimon Nun Vovam Bebeis, Reb Yuda, Reb Yoisi, Reb Shimon Oisrin. So we see clearly Reb Yud holds Ein Breira, because if you hold Ein Breira, then you can't stell avek that this is Mufresh, because Ein Breira, you don't say retroactively what I left over is the Hafrosha, and that's why this doesn't work. Alma Ein Breira. So we see clearly Reb Yuda Shita is Ein Breira. Zogdimon, what's the Raya? Mimai. Dilma Shiny Hosom, Kirktoni Taima. Maybe the reason is not because of Ein Breira. Lordam Reb Yuda holds Yesh Breira. And the reason why Reb Yuda and Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi Asa is because Kirktoni Taima, Omru Loil Ramei, they told Rameya, Iyat Moidashem Yiboka Hanoid. Aren't you concerned that maybe the barrel will bust? And if the barrel will bust, Vinimtsa Shoisa Tvolim Lamafreya. Because the whole vart in the Hafrosh in the Breira is that I stelled avek the 20 Lugin. The mice and the truma is over here. It's amur. If it's in the bottom of the barrel, I'm going to be mafresh it, and I'm going to actually be mavarit and give it to the kohen later and to the levi later. But if it's in boka anoy, then you won't end up doing it. If you won't end up doing it, sinapasha is not called the mice afrosha bichlal. So then you end up eating lafreya. It's going to be tevel. So we see clearly that Reb Yehuda is not because of ein breira. It's because of shami yiboka. Zog the mora. That's because of Ein Breira. Dil Mashani also because of Tony Time. Omel Lel Ramei Yatam Oed Hashim Yibok Hanoid. Nim Tse Shoyz Tzol Mafreya. But Le Oilem I hold Yesh Breira. But there's a new Shad Hashem Yibok. So there's no right from a Buda that he holds Ein Breira. And on that, Ramei answered, Ve Omelem Lech Shi Yibok. Zog Rashi, Lech Shi Yibok Noch Shlo, meaning we'll be worried about the breaking of the barrel when it breaks. Come to me when it breaks. But not Choshin is going to break. Kloima Zog Rashi. Loi Chashin Ol Hashem Yibok. The Efshir, the Mosel Lel Shoyma. You can have someone standing next to the barrel to make sure it doesn't bust. Then no one throws a ball at it. It shouldn't break. So Memele, it's Biyotcha to Shoymer it. So Memele, we're not Choshin Hashem Yibok. And Memele, that's why Ramei Taka says that you can make this Maisa Afrosha, Yishoysim Yad, ain't not worried about Shema Yiboka. But the mayor and the Yehuda and Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon Taka say Shema Yiboka, it's not because of Ein Breira, Lolem Yesh Breira, but they Achosha Shema Yiboka. So tomorrow is going to attempt to bring another Reb Yehuda that says that Ein Breira. Now there's quite a few Yisoidas in the Rishonim, in the Toises, in the Achronim, on this Sugi over here of Ilakech Yaim Ben Akutim. So we'll attempt to say some of these yisoidis that are yisoidis in Shas. So at first the sugi starts off, Yilakech Yaim Ben Akutim. So Tos discusses that, what are we talking about? Are we talking, like we mentioned, are the Kutim Gege Arayis or Gege Emes? If they're Goyim, there's no Chiyav Trumas and Maises Bechlal. If they're Yidin, so and likewise by Goyim, there's no Trumas and Maises, but there's a problem of Stam Yenom. Elamai, they're talking about regular Yidin, so by Nama Oret, we're not Choshev Trumas Gdoyla. Here we are, Choshesh. Zok Tosis, Alekech Yam Ben Akutim, Detanya Gassinim, Loi Gassinim, Detanan, She'ena Mishnah B'Shu Mokim, Mitzan HaMishnah, U'Mesechaz Mai Perek Zayin, Yesh Mishnah Achash, Shloi Nishnibo, Ela Divir Remei Estoma. Don't say Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Oisin. Ve'af Gav Dremei, Goz Al Yenom, Fer Kam Dechulin, Hocha Kodim Zer Ari. So first of all, Tosis Bavorans, that Remei says you have an Eitzah, that you can drink the wine, as long as you're mafrish in your mind, because Yesh Breira, Aye, he's gozal yenom, so it's yain of kutim. So this is number one. He says before gzeira. V'Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Shimon afgav the svir le minochas v'Rabbi Shmuel. Tomi mishal kutim al shanochim u'mishal nochim al shel kutim. The kutim ge'arayis saying that means the regular goyim. Mikom soi bezoi. If the goyim, it's tam yenom. It's yain nesach. Mikomokum came in the portion ma'avid zora. Even though they goyim, But since they perish me'avodah zarah, yoisim inochim, they're more religious than regular goyim. Umachzikim b'torah shebiksav, they keep the Old Testament. Gamas eloheyem enim oivdim, so they're not oivd avodah zarah. K'moy she'oisim b'bayis rishoyin. Mishum ochik she'gozru al stam yeinom ashal nochim, lo gozru ashal kutim. Kutim are excluded from the gzerim stam yeinom. Avu b'she'gozru al piton, k'moy l'rameya koyim she'gozru alein, she'oya yeinom mutu piton osa. Just like Rameya. Rameya says that before he was goyiz on Yeinom, he says Yain is mutar b'pita and also. So here also, even after the gzeira, we're never goyiz on Yeinom because Yeinom of Kutim are better than regular gnochim because they're not oiv de alilim. So mele they're not oiv de alilim. So there's no problem of Yeinom. So you could drink that wine. That's Akdoma number one. Zaktesis, the wine is not a problem, even if they're goyim, but they're better than goyim. They're not oiv de alilim. So mele there's no problem of avodah zarah. Then Tosfos says that it says Dafka Kutim Lafuki Amoritz, because an Amoritz is Mafish Truma Gdoila. Isaac Tosfos, Avagav Daminim Fek Shoisha Ochlu, Hanikutoy Asurim Asa, Debemai Dechsiba Reise Mizazire. So what's Bechal the issue? Dots was stated in the Torah, they nizer on Hani Milik Shem Ba'atzma Moichlim. Zog Tosfos, for themselves they nizer on the Reise. Avag Shem Moichin Lachem, we're really talking about Yelkech Yaim Ben Akutmi acquiring from them. They might be concerned for themselves, but when they're selling, they're not worried about lifnei iver. So Mela, they don't consider this gezel. They're not giving trumas or meisah by them. It's not called gezel. Lifishu moment shein letoivin. They're looking at it like money. That's moment hashavet. It's moment shein letoivin. So the gezel they're concerned about, but they don't look at this as gezel. And if even they're not concerned about, so mamela they're not going to be mafrish. The trumas are not, the kutim are not mafrish truma, and the amaratzim are not mafrish meisah. So this etzim din of Rameya that we're saying now, the lakech yaim bin akutim ev shabbos chashecha. Oymed v'oymed shnei lugim shani osit lahafresh rein truma asora ma'aser rishon tisa ma'aser sheni, and they can drink right away. So the Achronim Bavorn, or really it's the Rishonim discusses already, that how could you drink and assume that the truma is already hufrash and it's not a problem of tevel? There's a din by truma you have to have shira onikorim. That means you have to be nikkur that this part is truma and the rest is called the shiraim. The shiraim are nikkur. And that makes it that the shiraim is chulin and the truma is truma. Over here, you don't have shiraim nikkurim. You have a barrel with 100 lugin. You just said 2 lugin are considered truma. Eventually. But it's not nikkur which 2 is what. So yes, you have breira, but at the end of the day, it's not shiraim nikkurim. If you don't have shiraim nikkurim, so now how could it be a heter to drink this maisa, this truma right now? What's the heter shtia? It's felt in shiraim nikkurim. So the Ramban in Chulin Daf Yudalit says that the Pshat in Rameya is, even though it's not Shireh Nikorim, is because since you hold of Breira, so it's sufficient that the time of the beer of the Truma of the Noid, it will be Shireh Nikorim. At the end of the day, when you're eventually going to take these remaining 2 or the remaining 10, and you say this goes to the Kohen, and then it will be Shireh Nikorim, even though b'shas the afrosh, it's not Shireh Nikorim. Even though b'shas the chaloy shem truma, it's not Shireh Nikorim. But if you hold yesh breira, it's sufficient to be called Shireh Nikorim. That which is going to be nikkur afterwards, what you give, that memela, what you drank, was Shireh Nikorim, l'mafreya. That's Ramban and Chulin Daf Yudalit. The Pnei Yeshua, he learns up a little different in Tais over there in Chulin, and the Pnei Yeshua learns that we're talking about Erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshi, and Alibi Mafresh Tumas HaMaisis. So memela, what you're doing right now is only a Kri Hashem. It's not Be'etzem HaMaisa HaFrosha. It's a Kri Hashem of Tumas HaMaisas. So later on, B'shaz the Birur, when you Mekayim the Mitzvah HaFrosha, over there will be Shira HaNikorim. Because I hold Yesh Breira, so the Kri Hashem is enough, even though Be'etzem there's no Kedushas Tumah Befoil. But it's enough to be Matit the Shtia, that it's Chald already, that you're not a drink. You're allowed to drink it now already. And that's the Chiddush that we're saying in Aramea. Yesh Breira, that the Kriya Shem is enough that you're allowed to now drink, and Yesh Breira is going to make the Shirani Korem and the Maisa Bepoil, the Kedusha is Chaltak later, afterwards when you give it, when you Mavar it. Now Rashi over here says, V'shoyse miyad, Zog Rashi, V'shoyse miyad ha-roivus, Uchshiyil lo kelim yafrish gamatume v'amaisa. When you'll eventually have kelim, you'll be able to separate. The Samchinon Abreira Loimar Zuhi Atruma Vuhu Shosa Chulin. So the Breira is going to say, this is the Truma, and what I drank was Chulin Taka. And that's Taka, the Lomnus in the Breira. And that makes it Shirani Korim later on Taka. Now, Tosin Erevin Daf Lamed Zayin says that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon asked to drink because the Gemara's Hamin was Ein Breira, and the Gemara says, no, it's because of Shem Yibokah Noid, but Akoponim, it's only also for a Zor to drink. But Lemaisa for a Koyin, which is Muta Betruma, he should be able to drink the Yayin Shem Noid. There shouldn't be any problem. Now, even though you can't be Mevara right now because Ein Breira, which part is the Truma? But Lemaisa, the same Truma is Chal. Yes, I can't be Mevara because Ein Breira what the Truma is. But Lemaisa, the Truma is Chal, just I can't know what it is. But a Koyin can drink it. Now, Rachoyne Bavorn, that the Gemara says that Shem Yiboka Hanoid, and it'll end up being Vinim Tzeshoise Tvolim Lamafreya. Lechor, why is it Tevel? It's not Tevel. You were Mafresh Truma. So why is it called Tevel? Tevel means that you weren't Mafresh. You weren't Mafresh, and you didn't end up fearing ice and giving it to the Koyin because the barrel busted. But why is it called you drinking Tevel? You're not drinking Tevel. You're drinking Truma. So what's Pshat in the Loshen of Vinim Tzeshoise Tvolim Lamafreya? So the Stipler going in Kilis Yankov and Gittin, he says the Pshat is that Lamanda Oma Yesh Breira, so Shiboka Hanoid, it's Mizbar Lamafreya that you were not able to be Firois on the Hafroshes Truma that you'd give. So Mela the Yain is Tevel Lamafreya. If you hold Ein Breira, so the Truma is Takachal Miyad, even if at the end it'll be Boka Hanoid, is that Mafkia the same Truma that you had? But if you hold Yesh Breira, it's Lemafreya Mevura that it's Yibok Anoid and you don't have a shame Trumataka. And that's why it's Taka called Tevel. Others learn that no, if you hold Ein Breira, so then Vibalt, you can't be Mevarer, where the Hafrosha was Chal, so the shame Trum is not Chal at all. But Al-Kaponim, if you hold Yesh Breira, you have the stipends, you saw it, that if you hold Yesh Breira, so Mela, Vibalt, you're not going to have the Oysfer of the Hafrosha, so Mela, it's Taka Tevel. And that's why it's Taka after Bkias Hanoid, it's Shoyes Tevel Mafreya. So the Gemara continues, the Gemara is being a raya that Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds Ein Breira from a different sugya in Erevin. We'll stop over here, Nunvov Omid Beis, towards the top.